Welcome to the Literary Escape Podcast, the only podcast that serves both readers and authors of historical Christian romance. We read, discuss, review, and rate books in this unique romance subgenre, and sprinkle in a few contemporary Christian suspense books. Authors, we bring you inside tips and tricks from those who have gone before you. Then we bring both readers and authors together for fun-filled live Q&As. Literary Escape is the one-stop shop for both readers and authors to connect, learn, and grow together. Let's dive into this adventurous episode.
USSS Special Agent Zane Thacker has landed his dream assignment protecting the President of the United States. When the president plans a fundraiser at the exclusive estate of a political supporter in Raleigh, Zane is thrilled to be working again with Special Agent Tessa Reed, his best friend and the woman he desperately wishes could be more. Though Tessa almost lost everything, she battled her demons and came out on the other side, healthy and healed. But when her role as the liaison between the Raleigh office and the president's protective detail wrenches her past back into the present, her greatest failure threatens to come to light. Zane refuses to let Tessa go through this alone, but can she stand by the woman he loves and protect the president from a mounting threat at the same time?
All right, I have to tell you, the USSS threw us off. I was like, wait, did she read that right?
But then I was United States Secret Service.
Trust me, while you were doing that, I was like, I had to, like, three S's. Yes, yes, I knew. Is that what you were laughing at?
Yeah, she was over there
laughing
counting.
At your face.
I could feel you all staring at me. And I'm
I wasn't staring. I was looking at Melissa.
Yeah, I was looking at it.
I had to count it out in my head.
Yeah, I was watching her count it out, and she goes, it's right. I'm like, okay. This doesn't sound right.
Because it doesn't sound right. I feel, but I...
It's not you, Jess. Well, maybe it's you.
It's not you. It's me.
Her liaison.
Yeah, I said that wrong. I know, it came out.
Hey, that's well, you don't know we all do
to,
it.
She was trying not to laugh. I was trying not to laugh and have to start all over because I could see her.
I'm sorry.
It's all right. We just put it on the blooper reel. Yeah. No big deal.
Mm-hmm. I'll throw chocolate at you next time.
Okay. Yeah, we got her a bag of chocolate for this series. All right, we are back with the final book in the Defend and Protect series by Lynn Blackburn. So this is Under Fire, and this is the story that if you're reading the series, you're just dying to get to Zane and Tessa's love story. This one's a little bit interesting, too, because Zane has now moved into the protective detail part. So he's now in D.C. He's not even in the Raleigh office anymore. But he's back because the president's coming for a visit. And I'm going to skip to the end. Do you like how she maneuvered it at the end for them job-wise?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah, that was a nice little touch.
Yeah. Like, the only thing that makes me sad is, like, the whole crew is no longer in one place anymore.
Yeah. And there was a lot of loss in this series, and it's like, aw.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. But it also kind of reflects real life, right? Mm-hmm. Like, you may get really rooted in one area, but then you never know when God calls you somewhere else.
Yeah.
And you still have them, but you just can't be with them all the time anymore. So, anyways, really liked it. Okay. Now, this had some really interesting, I didn't see coming kind of storylines, like, for Tess and for Zane.
Mm-hmm.
But let's talk about that. I believe is that the opening scene?
Yes.
With Tessa?
That shocked me.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't see that coming.
I didn't see it coming either. Like, throughout the episode.
I even came to Jessica beforehand because I'd started just a little bit before she did. And I'm like, oh my gosh, when you read that first chapter, you're going to be like, wow.
Yeah.
But it made so much sense.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, why the tension was there.
Yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm.
In all the other books.
Other books, yes. Yeah. Because it kind of went back before some of the other books.
Mm-hmm. A little bit, didn't it?
Because it started like 5 months before.
Mm-hmm.
So it was, and some of the events they describe were like after Gil got shot.
Yeah,
right.
Things like that.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Mm-hmm.
How did you, I mean, what did you think of Zane and how he handled her knowing his backstory with his mother?
I commend him because I think that's, it's so hard when you have that perception in your mind of how things play out and the attitudes and behavior you're used to.
Mm-hmm.
But I think he did a very good job of trying not to be that way. And he was very gentle and compassionate.
Yeah.
But he definitely had to get over some reservations.
And he did. And some of those things really put up a barrier between them where she's like, you don't need to manage me. You're not my dad.
Yep.
And I think some too comes through in her frustration of like, I don't think you really think I've gone like completely rehabbed. Yeah.
Well, you're not my dad and I'm not your mom.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So this incident that comes up at the beginning, honestly, is the underlying story and like the root behind a lot of what goes on during the story. And you don't get to connect the dots until the end, close to the end, I feel like. But because it becomes like they realize like, whoa, this incident actually really connects to what we're dealing with right now. Then they have to, she has to share what happened with the team. And so the way they split it up was Zane told the guys and she told the girls in two separate locations. What did you think about how they handled that?
I think it was good. I think when Zane said, you don't want to tell this in mixed company, was the right decision to make. Yeah.
I agree.
Yeah. And women and men, I mean, I think our minds are in different places when it comes to that kind of thing.
Mm-hmm.
So the reactions would be different. So to split it up like that was wise.
Yeah. And I think she wrote the reactions really well.
Yeah.
Like women, I think we automatically go to that nurture, like, oh my word, how can I hope? I'm so sorry that that happened to you, blah, blah, blah. Whereas men automatically get ticked.
Angry. Yeah.
And sometimes, I don't know if this has happened to you guys at all, but like, I think that's where sometimes the miscommunication comes in. Like, they're not mad at you. They're mad at the person that did that to you. Mm-hmm. But it comes across as them, I think sometimes, that they're angry with you. But really, it's just, I think it's just that protective mode. Mm-hmm. And all of the guys in this series are uber protective.
Yep.
So... but I like how Zane, did you like how Zane kind of came back at him? Cause they were like ticked at him. Like how could you keep this from us? Why didn't you tell us, you know? And,
well, it wasn't his to tell.
Mm-mm.
Yeah, it really wasn't. He was just the one that she reached out to.
Yeah.
For it. But what a blessing that nothing extreme happened to her, at that point. But, okay, so let's talk a little bit about, there's so many players in this book.
Yes.
Let's talk about that reporter, the creepy reporter. Actually, the really annoying reporter.
Mm-hmm.
Who calls, no, that's not different. So he's got an obsession with Tessa, because Tessa's always been described throughout the whole series as just
like
really
a supermodel.
Beautiful. Supermodel.
Mm-hmm.
Gorgeous, right? What do you think about him?
Well, I was just, how did he get from the other book to this book? I was like, didn't he get, wasn't he in the Emily story?
Was he? And I missed.
Wasn't he in it?
He could have been.
And he got the arrow in the backside.
Oh.
And then I'm like, how is he in this one? Like.
Yeah.
So I'm like, he's just like tangled into the stories.
Was that this? Oh, it was.
It was an Emily story because it was in the campsite and she saw that flash.
Mm-hmm.
Oh.
But they made some references in this book how they'd like to kick him in the rear or something. Oh, and I was like, oh, is that a play?
Fill him his rear with buckshot or
something.
Yes. So I'm like,
I didn't connect that.
So he must not have got too injured in the Emily story to be in this book. But I was like, how did he get out of that situation into this?
Yeah.
But I think that just goes with the presidential. Mm-hmm. He's following the president kind of.
Yeah, he's just looking for a story. But he's really annoying.
Yes.
Yeah.
And he keeps bugging Tessa for sure. What did you think then about the threat that came through and her reaction to it? Because what she was really ticked about at first was the fact that they called her a Barbie doll. You know, because they said women should not be on the protective detail. They should not be blah, blah, blah. And we'll make sure that she's incapacitated, basically. It was a threat against her.
And all she caught was that.
And all she caught was that. And he goes, seriously, right now I'm more ticked that somebody threatened you, not mm-hmm. that they called you a Barbie doll.
I mean, love people it. Can threaten you all day long, but then when they make an assumption about your abilities, mm-hmm. like mm-hmm. difference in men and women, women are like, oh, you're threatening me. Women are like, wait, you're threatening my character? Like, how yeah. can you?
Right.
Yes. I think because she's worked hard to build yeah. up a solid reputation of like, I can handle this, mm-hmm. Even though I look like a supermodel, you know, that's what everybody keeps telling her. So.
And I think she had that from her family from the beginning. Like they said, she shouldn't be in law enforcement. Mm-hmm. So then that's mm-hmm. it makes her even more mad.
Yeah.
To prove herself, kind yeah. of.
And she wasn't really actually on the presidential detail. That's where Zane was. Mm-hmm. She was the point person for the Raleigh. Why, I always wanted to say it wrong. Raleigh office to clear all threats to see which threats real and mm-hmm. like have the whole plan in place yeah. to say this is what's going to happen when the president comes in and you know
right
but she was actually not on his detail, but anyways, the whole threat though was to protect somebody else. They were hoping to get her off and not be around to mm-hmm. Threaten this other person. So with that, then there came these different attacks. So you have car accident mm-hmm. issue, which was really yeah. strange, didn't you think?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
I'm not sure what mm-hmm. they planned to gain with that. Did you?
Other than hurting her.
Hurting her.
Yeah. Taking her out of commission, maybe.
Yeah.
And then you had...
At the donut shop?
Yeah, that. What did you think about
that? I want some of those boots. That's what I want.
Yeah. I know!
Would that make me stronger?
Like, if I can... She just took him out with one kick to the knee.
And she was, yeah. like, mm-hmm. kind of, like, disgusted. Really? That's all you gave me?
Yeah.
I know!
Yeah.
I know. But then she threatened to use those boots on Rodriguez because he was just being a...
A jerk.
Jerk yeah. the whole time. Rodriguez is another one to
yeah.
think about. Because then when... After she kind of laid into him there, that's when he got his retaliation by... pointing out that Zane's been on like what 3 dates mm-hmm. or something since he's been in DC.
Yeah. I did have to say, I laughed. I literally, oh my goodness, she threw the donuts. She's going to be so mad.
I know.
She loves those donuts. It's like she was,
lost
the donuts. I'd be more mad that I lost my donuts than the guy attacked me.
I know. But Zane mm-hmm. was so good. Like he made sure
she
got a donut in the end. And I'm like, how are you still skinny like a supermodel and you're eating donuts and muffins all the time?
And all the candy.
And the candy.
Yeah. Because I'm like, I would love to be able to eat that stuff all yeah. the time.
And all the coffee they drink with the creamers.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Like coffee runs and yeah.
Yeah. What was it? Because they came out with the new donut. They added the donut shop to their morning routine. Yeah. So they had to pay more into the coffee fund.
Yeah.
Which is totally funny. But anyways, and then there's attack in her own apartment,
mm-hmm.
Which was crazy.
That's always creepy.
And then in the car,
yeah. mm-hmm.
her car.
And then there is in the car.
The snakes in the car.
And what do you think about Zane coming to each of those scenes? I mean, what was your reaction to it?
He's the protector.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Well, and everyone's like, oh, you're just friends, huh? Like, that's not how a friend comes on the scene.
Right. Especially when he's the only one that calms her down.
Right. Yeah.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Yes, there is a nasty snake scene in this. So if you are not a fan of snakes like Tessa, she has a legit reason though.
Right. Yeah.
To be afraid of them. And you'll find that out when you read the book. So I don't want to give that away. But there is a scene with them. I don't think it was too terrible to read though, because there wasn't a lot of description of them. It was just more like they're there.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And burn the car.
Yeah. Yes. I love that. I also loved how she's like, I have a go bag in there, but I don't want it anymore.
Yeah. She's like, get rid of that too.
I would be afraid because
you
things...
open up and
mm-hmm. yeah. Yeah, creepy. Mm-hmm. Oh, because they can get in everywhere. Mm-hmm. Ugh, they're so gross. I do love how like Zane comes running on the scene. Yes. And she just runs into his arms.
Yep.
And then he's like, everybody's looking at us. I thought there was a lot more romance with this one.
Yeah.
Between
yeah.
the two of them, for sure.
I think it's built up the past couple books.
Yeah.
All that
yeah.
tension. And
yeah.
Like, even in the novellas, I feel like there's a mention of, like, those two are going to be getting together at some mm-hmm. point.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I think.
Well, even the guy that died at the first, was it the very first one?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Dad or whatever.
Yeah.
He had mm-hmm. said they were supposed to be together. Mm-hmm.
He so. Said the same, though, about Luke and Faith.
Mm-hmm. I do. Yeah.
He was right on all of them, yep. I feel like.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Kind of like, man, I wish we knew him more, you know?
Yeah.
A little bit, but anyways. Okay, anything else jump out at you?
Like, trying to figure out who the bad person was. Mm-hmm. Like, you know, mm-hmm. the fixer. Mm-hmm. I was a little shocked.
Of yeah. who the fixer
because
turned out
to be. Because
we
really didn't know who yes. that character was until
yeah.
all of a
yeah.
sudden.
Yeah, 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 like.
There was no,
got added on
no
as a,
mention.
Nothing. Mm-hmm. Got added onto the guest list last minute.
Really, giving you know. Away stuff. Mm-hmm. Just.
Well, oh, so I'm not trying to give away, but I'm not, I'm, but what, you're not going to read that till the end. But
yeah.
what I'm saying is, like, I didn't think it was who it was.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I liked Graham.
Oh, yeah.
The
yes.
butler.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
Also,
I just like that
Bruce.
Name. Yeah.
Like Bruce, the homeless guy.
Oh, yeah.
You
yeah.
think that he's just kind of not all there. And then you realize he knows more than
mm-hmm.
what he can yeah. articulate.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I love Zane's heart for him, too.
Yes.
Like, he just wants to help him so bad, but mm-hmm. he doesn't want the
mm-hmm.
help. Like, he wants
yeah.
to remain as he is, which is hard for Zane to accept, for sure. I was trying to think of their, okay, so you know, we kind of talked about this a little bit, so they end up moving to DC. Do you like the way that ends for them?
Yeah, I mean, you're a little heartbroken for the team,
mm-hmm.
but at the same time, because it gets to the end, man, like, how is this gonna work?
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, long distance is not fun.
Right.
And then you see how that plays out, and she deserves it. So
yeah.
it makes it a nice ending.
And she's going to end up doing protective detail.
Mm-hmm.
Like, right, that's the way mm-hmm. you move
yeah.
in
but
the phases.
I was surprised where they went. Like the epilogue or whatever.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, mm-hmm. Did you read the epilogue?
Almost all of it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I mean, I was like, what? You know. So, don't we mm-hmm. still have one more third book in that series, though, right?
No.
This
series
is
done. This is the third
no,
book.
No, and the one I'm saying in the epilogue in that series.
The Grosimer Falls?
Oh, I didn't read the... Oh, you're talking about the sneak peek?
No.
Mm-hmm.
No.
Mm-hmm.
No, yeah. It's not the sneak peek.
That's Grosimer Falls. Oh, I see. She did an epilogue.
It still says Under Fire.
Oh, well, that's because that's the title of this book. Yeah.
Yeah, that's like the ending. This is what the ending is to the book.
Oh, I didn't read that. I guess I better read that part. I just
did
I
anybody
saw Gossamer
read
Falls
that?
And went, ah.
Did anybody read this?
No. I read it.
I read
but
part of
maybe
it
I
where they go
it.
And they're. I didn't read all of it. Where she's. Can I say it? Gotta.
Yeah.
Yeah, but mm-hmm. like, I don't remember reading them in the other two. Like, there's one more in the Gossamer Saul series. Are we gonna?
Yeah, that comes out next year. Next,
like,
March.
Are we gonna hear about, you know, what I'm saying? I was surprised.
Probably because a lot of them are.
I was
tied
surprised
together.
They went to Gossamer Falls.
Yeah.
And
okay.
It was talking
I
about
apparently
that.
Need to read that episode.
Yeah, I need to finish it. I guess.
Good.
Well, even in this series, like, not giving anything away, but like the dive team.
Mm-hmm.
Where those characters pop in, and
yep.
then you find out more about the developments in their life, and
yes.
that was awesome.
And
to me.
They pop into Gossamer Falls too, and you
yeah.
kind of
yeah.
yeah get a connection there as well. Yeah, I loved it.
Yeah, I made sure it was part of it before I kept reading, and I'm like, oh, this is.
See, I just saw Gossamer Falls and went, oh, I've already read that. It's probably a sneak peek, and I didn't finish it.
It usually says sneak peek in chapter one, not epilogue.
Yeah, true. It's very true. All right. Great story. Lots of surprises. I mean, what would you give the drama level for this book?
A latte.
A latte.
Mm-hmm. What about the inspiration level?
Mocha.
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 I'd go mocha too. One of the things I absolutely loved about Zane, I feel like more than once in there, he was like, can we pray before we do this?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Can we pray before we do this?
I felt like there's more of that in this book than the others.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Even just the acting on faith in this book too, mm-hmm. like her having to dig up painful things.
Right.
And facing them, knowing for it's for the greater good.
Right. Yeah, I agree. What about, oh, I lost. We did drama. We did inspiration. What about the mystery level?
I say a latte.
A latte.
Latte.
Oh, yeah. Especially because you're like, you don't know who that fixer is till the very,
very end. Yeah.
And what a crazy person. I was going to say. And, okay, what about the romance level?
Mocha.
I'd go mocha. I don't think she ever takes it above mocha most of the time. How about the suspense level?
Latte.
Boiling hot.
Latte. I thought it was even higher in this one, too.
Well, I think because it just builds on all of
them. Yes, because each attack gets more and more intense and personal,
mm-hmm.
I think. So, all right, what is your overall lasso rating of Under Fire?
Three lassos.
Three.
I think this is my favorite one in the whole series.
Yeah.
It was nice they finally got their story.
Yeah. I have a feeling when the last one for Gossamer Falls, that's Mo and...
Bronwyn.
I don't know how to say her name. Mm-hmm. Beep. They call her Beep.
Beep.
That's going to be their story, and I can't wait for it. But that won't come out until next March. So, all right. Well, that is a wrap-up of Defend and Protect series by Lynn Blackburn. And we will catch you guys next week with an interview with Lynn.
Thanks for tuning in. I hope you enjoyed this episode. If so, please consider signing up for our free newsletter. Each week, you'll receive news about our events for both readers and authors, plus updates on my books. You can sign up at literaryscape.com/newsletter. Until next time, happy and blessed reading and writing.